in for a show tonight, son.
As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap, and the ball is free!
I can honestly say I was a little disappointed that there weren't more students at the last game.
I'm raising the ante. Anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out.
Social media reports that LAPD was called.
LAPD was called.
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship. They're going to draw the end. RKO! RKO to the table. Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to Beyond Reason. Now here's your host, Gage Dansby.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Beyond Reason. I'm your host, Gage Dansby. And the NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs are in full swing with a couple of surprises in each category. The one thing I do want to talk about, though, is something that you could not have escaped on the night of this game. Portland Trail Blazers versus the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, unless if you've been living under a rock or really do not follow basketball at all, then you probably heard of a shot heard around the world by Portland Trail Blazers point guard Damian Lillard. He pulled up from 37 feet away, almost back by the logo, guarded by Defensive Player of the Year Paul George, and sunk it as a buzzer beater in order to have the Portland Trail Blazers advance into the next round of the NBA playoffs. But the most interesting part of this entire series is the rivalry between Lillard and point guard of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Russell Westbrook. Now, it just hasn't started during this series. While this series has probably amped it up a little bit, this goes all the way back to 2016, right? This rivalry goes back 3 years, right? And 3 years ago, the fateful moment of where Russell Westbrook making a split-second decision caused this giant rivalry to occur between point guards. If you don't remember, in 2016, during a regular season game against Trailblazers, Russell Westbrook kicked the ball away from Damian Lillard when he was about to grab it when possessions changed to the Portland Trail Blazers, and that caused Lillard to get a little upset at him. Wasn't necessary. Then all of a sudden, right afterwards, Westbrook backed up his actions by starting to trash talk Lillard, saying that he's never been a good player, that he's been, you know, been a better player than him ever since he got into the league, that he's not anything, nothing compared to Westbrook. He even started that little, like, rock the baby celebration to aim at Lillard a couple years back. And you see it now every time that he, like, makes a big play. He always does the rock the baby, but he did that in order to get at Lillard first. Now, of course, Lillard did not take this lightly. He did not back down from a fight. So the rivalry continued. It was mostly just trash talking, maybe some pushing and shoving here and there, but nothing crazy. And then it intensified to a whole other level in this series. And what happened was, essentially, Damian Lillard came out with a vengeance. And I'm going to break down basically all of the instances during this particular series. It was a 5-game series between the Portland Trail Blazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And the first time that anything happened between Lillard and Westbrook, you know, there was trash talking back and forth, but nothing big going on. And then you have, then we fast forward into game two in the second quarter. This is where Russell Westbrook was unable to penetrate the paint when he has the ball. So he retreats over to the corner. Damian Lillard is there giving him lockdown defense, right? It forces Westbrook to slip up. Then Lillard starts poking and pestering Westbrook until he falls down. And then, you know, they got back up, started getting into a shoving match and stuff like that. The lockdown defense just went, you know, a step farther. Then we go into quarter three of the same game. Third quarter, game two. Damian Lillard goes after Westbrook again. Basically, this game, everything went wrong for Westbrook. But what happened was Damian Lillard almost gets a steal from Westbrook, but doesn't. It was just basically a block during a shot. And then all of a sudden, Westbrook retreats back into the 3-point line and shoots a three. He misses it, and then basically Lillard flexes at him, claps, and then nails a 3-pointer from 31 feet out in the other direction. So essentially, he made Westbrook miss a three. He gets the ball, hustles down the end of the court, and nails a dagger three in front of him. Again, Lillard wins. Also in quarter three of game two, lot happened in this quarter, right? So, Raymond Felton is a bench player for the Thunder, and he is guarding Lillard as he's coming down the paint. And then Lillard drains a three in Raymond Felton's face and basically mean mugs Russell Westbrook, who is sitting on the bench. Again, Lillard. Now we go over to game three in Oklahoma City. We're going to quarter three. And this is where Westbrook actually catches Damian Lillard. he's driving to the hole. He goes up for a shot, but he comes up with a crazy block. Westbrook wins that one. Then we go to fourth quarter of game three. Same game, now we're in the fourth quarter. Essentially, you know, there's been a lot of trash talking going back and forth. And so he starts off, Damian Lillard starts off a possession. He jogs backward, you know, talking smack to Westbrook as he's coming down the floor, which is pretty high risk when you defend Westbrook, because then he gets mad and usually he does something that humiliates you. So that means Westbrook drives right into Damian Lillard, almost turns the ball over mid-pass, but again, doesn't. Works its way back. The ball somehow comes back to Westbrook in his hands, sinks a three in front of Lillard, starts trash-talking him back. So Lillard calls Westbrook out as he's coming down the floor. Westbrook dribbles a little bit, nails a three in his face. Next possession, he's talking, you know, crap back to him. And it begins again. We go into the third quarter of game three. So after Russell Westbrook, he scores, he draws a foul, scores over Lillard, you know, an and one, and does the little rock the baby celebration in front of him. Teammate Dennis Schroeder, Russell Westbrook's teammate, also in Oklahoma City Thunder, did the same gesture to Lillard on the bench, which then basically Westbrook won that one. Game four, we go into game four. This happens in the first quarter. Russell Westbrook, he drains a mid-range jumper right in Damian Lillard's face. He looks at the entire Blazers bench and then, you know, does the rock the baby again. After that, we go into the third quarter of game four. This is a long list. So we go into the third quarter of game four. Damian Lillard, he dances above the break for a couple of seconds before spotting Enes Kanter in a position to screen him. He pulls up from just outside the midcourt logo, which is in between, you know, in between the midcourt and a three-point line, and nails a three, stares at Westbrook, and, you know, you could guess what happens when they go down the other end of the floor. After that, we go into the second quarter of game four. Russell Westbrook, he drains a three over Damian Lillard. He turns to Lillard, appears to say, and I quote, so I apologize for the language, "This is my effing house." Which, I mean, it is in Oklahoma City, but, you know, let's calm down a bit. Because Lillard and the Blazers eventually won that game, so Lillard had the last laugh. And then we had game five, which is where the quote-unquote calculated decision and the quote-unquote comfortable range from Damian Lillard comes into fruition. So it's about 5 seconds left in the game. Damian Lillard dribbling the ball up the court. He essentially, you know, runs the clock out a little bit, and he is very, very far away from the hoop. He is being guarded by Defensive Player of the Year Paul George. Does a step back from 37 feet away, pulls up, buzzer goes off, three is drained, looks over to Russell Westbrook after the three drains and waves goodbye to him, because that ends the series. The Thunder are out of the playoffs. The Blazers eliminated them. He's waving Russ home. And that has to be the most petty celebration I have ever seen. To willingly go out of your way after you make the shot, look at the player, and wave goodbye to them. That's just hilarious. And, you know, Russ was the one that was talking the most smack throughout this entire series. Damian Lillard was like, okay, I'll just let my play do the talking. Which, if you were wondering how they stacked up against each other in the playoffs, I have the information right here. So, in the NBA playoffs, whenever Russ and Lillard are in the playoffs, this doesn't mean that they are facing one-on-one, strictly Blazers versus Thunder. This is them in the playoffs in general. They're pretty close in stats. Lillard averages 25 points per game in the playoffs. Russ averages 25.4, essentially the same. Things start to differ, though, in rebounds. Rebounds per game, Westbrook averages 7, Lillard averages 4.5. Assists per game, Westbrook averages around 8, Lillard averages around 6. Steals per game, around 1 to 2 for both. Blocks, pretty much 0 to 1 for both, okay? They're pretty much identical in the playoffs. The only thing is that Lillard has a better 3-point percentage and a better free throw percentage than Russell Westbrook. That's really the only difference. So 3-point percentage, Lillard has a .364. Russell Westbrook has a .302. Free throw percentage, Lillard shoots 88.3%. Westbrook shoots 84.2%. Again, small, but it can make up for a big difference in close games. And Lillard obviously is making advancements in his three-point shooting and trying to use that to his advantage from what we saw in Game 5 of the Thunder-Blazers game. Now, I know that this is a very quick episode, but this is just essentially a history of why this rivalry was so big and how that celebration just is even more petty than you could possibly imagine. You see the replay, you see the shot go up, steps back, doesn't even look phased. Lillard doesn't even look phased that it goes in. He's like, yeah, whatever, I knew it was going to go in. Goes over to Westbrook, waves goodbye to him, that's the end of the Thunder, and until next season. If a Portland Trail Blazers fan is ever listening to this, all you have to do, you win the argument for the rest of the offseason. Until you guys play again, all you have to do is literally wave at them. Wave goodbye at them. They'll know what it means. They lost the argument. If you come across an Oklahoma City Thunder fan, that's all you need to do. Just wave goodbye to them because you won the argument right then and there. The history of Damian Lillard and Russell Westbrook, one of the best rivalries in the NBA we have today. I love to see it. I love to see this action. And it just makes the NBA that much more special. And I'd love to see what the playoffs have in store next. And that's all I wanted to talk about on Beyond Reason. Just wanted to give you that brief run-up on the history of Damian Lillard versus Russell Westbrook and all of their antics throughout this entire series that they've had. And I hope you guys are watching the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. We got some great, great action going on. And I will see you all next time.